So, oh my goodness. God bless you guys. I'm super excited. I'm having a great time, as you can already see. I just came from the gym, so I am on fire hot right now. So excited about today's show. So much information, so much fun, and I cannot wait to get started. But first, I want to talk about the weather. Who's got good weather today? Well, DC, we've been crying about the pollen. We've been going through it, the stuff in our throat and in our nose and in our eyes and messing us up. We got a little rain for a couple of days and it was kind of low in the low 40s and mid 40s and all of that. Today we are climbing up. We're going to be a high 72, still cloudy. Tomorrow we're going to be a high of 85. Yay! And sunny. I cannot wait. Detroit, you are partly cloudy. You are 66 degrees to get to today. And guess what? You guys are going to be warmer than we are. You're going to be a high of 76. I need to be in the D today. And Richmond, Virginia, VA in the house, DMV all day. We are 64 right now and cloudy. You're going to go all the way up to 77 degrees and remain partly cloudy, but you're going to have some sun. And Jacksonville, Florida. Woo, Jacksonville. You're going to be today, right now, you are partly cloudy, 76, and you're going to be warming up all the way to a whopping 84 degrees. Well, listen, I don't want to hold you up today. We got so much going on the show today. I'm so excited to say that we're going to have national recording R&B artist Eddie LaVert is going to be joining us. He's a award winner. He's a R&B legend. Don't even try it if you don't know. Straight from the OJs. We're talking about Eddie LaVert. Love songs, powerful voice, handsome chocolate. He's going to be joining me today. Also, my main man, comedian celebrity, that is, comedian A-Train, is going to be joining us, bringing us funny trending topics and everything he got going on and popping in Jacksonville and all over the nation. And I'm gonna bring my girl, concerned mom, counselor. She's definitely has her criteria and her credentials dealing with the youth. She's gonna be sharing with me some of the latest stories that's going on in the news, some disturbing, I might add. But I thought I'd bring her on so we can have a mom-to-mom conversation and update all the listeners on what is going on with our youngins nowadays, y'all. And listen, I'm not even gonna hesitate to say that today I'm doing giveaways. Woo! I need a tamarine up in here. Listen, I'm going to be giving away two tickets, and I say two tickets to go to see the OJs and the Temptations May the 12th, Augusta, Georgia. Yes, May the 12th at 8 p.m. We're going to be at the Evans Amphitheater at 8 p.m. Listen, tickets are on sale right now. Guess who's hosting that show? Me. I will be in the house. The OJs, Eddie LaVert, the Temptations, and Dr. Gina is going to be holding it down for you, Augusta, Georgia. Man, I got nothing but love for you, Augusta, Georgia. All right, now we're going to get ready for the show, and I want you to stay tuned and stay healthy, stay on, live in your destiny all day, every day. Oh yeah, I got one more announcement. And I'm going to be making this announcement. I know that my BBS radio listeners, BBS radio station listeners, are always on the website on BBS radio. I want you to go over to Dr. Gina's radio chat on my Facebook page, because I know some of you, when you click on my link, you go to either my website or and then you find out that I'm on Facebook and you can't join me because I'm so filled up. I'm at the max on my personal page. And I want you to take the time and go on to Dr. Gina's radio chat Facebook page, and there you will be updated on everything that I'm doing, everywhere I'm going. Even if it's just the last minute, you'll be able to tune in to all of the interviews that I got going, or you can watch me do going throughout the nation and doing other interviews on other radio shows, or if I'm doing television or whatever. I don't want you to miss a beat. I want you to be a part of the fun. All right, so now stay ready and stay tuned, because right now I'm bringing on my man Eddie LaVert. How you doing, Eddie?
All right. Well, now I have with me my the handsome, the central voice of Eddie LaVert from the old days. Yes.
You're really
Eddie,
pumping me up. How are you, doctor? How are you feeling?
I am fantastic. I am so overly excited about you being on Dr. Gina's radio chat and just the listeners hearing your voice. I mean, and just hearing what you got going on lately. Thank you so much for being on.
I'm glad to be with you. You know, they're working me like a slave because I'm doing, I'm doing the OJs. And now we're rehearsing because we get started on the 29th. We start touring. And so it's like every day I'm doing like 12 to 6 all day long. And then by the time I get out, I'm so beat up. Then I just fall out and go to sleep. And then I have to go and do some things as Eddie LaVert, too. So it's like a double whammy, you know. And so it's like, wow. I think I'm working harder than I've worked even when I was young.
Wow. That is so good. But you know what? Listen, you got to keep going. The people love you. They want to hear from you. And you have all these different sides of you. And this is what the people love and adore about you. So I know the ticket sales are doing well and everyone is, you know, going and rushing out to go and see you. Before we close out, I want you to tell everybody where you're going to be at, your next dates that are coming up before May the 12th. And we're going to get into that in a little while. But I wanted people to really kind of get to know a little more about you. How long have you been singing, actually? I mean, when did it all start for you?
Oh, wow. I started singing when I was 16. And so you do the math. I'm going to say since I was 16 years old, I am now 74.
Wow. Still 74 and young and handsome.
I don't know about all that.
Well, let me ask you this, Eddie. I mean, so I know this question, but so many people that are, you know, starting out in the business, they got a voice and a talent. You know, they might be forming groups and things like that. How much has the business changed?
Oh, tremendously. When I got in the business, your hopes was that you could get on the radio and have your records played. And then people would go to the store and buy your records and you would sell, maybe if you were lucky, you'd sell 1 million copies, maybe 2 million, maybe 4 or 5 million if you had a good record. But now that they've cut out like record stores and like they're not selling the hard copy CDs anymore, they're not selling 45s anymore, it's all download. So now that since everybody can download your music, it's like, and then you can give it to your friend, and there's no way that you can sell that much product unless you have a phenomenal record. Even Pharrell, who had that Happy record, he didn't sell a lot of copies because everybody could download. But the record business now is more about advertisement. You advertise yourself so you can go out and do personal appearance and make the money. So that's mainly what it's about. So if you're hoping to sell a lot of records, you got to have a phenomenal record. And it's got to be something that everybody loves and that they'll go out and buy. But right now, records and getting in the business now is more about promotion.
And you know what? That is so true. And I think so much with everything nowadays. I think people have gotten to the point now that they want to see you more. So the artist has to put so much effort with so much more marketing and brand, you know, really branding themselves.
Absolutely.
Going out and
Absolutely.
Doing interviews and making themselves
Absolutely.
Seen. Because people want, they want, I guess the social media makes it so the artist has to,
you have to associate with your public. Now I think it's almost a requirement that they be able to reach out and touch you. It's not like back when I first started, it was like a mystique. The artists, you didn't see them at all, so there was always that mystique about them. But now I think the public wants more involvement, more personal touch. They want to feel like they know who they're spending their money on.
Isn't that something? I mean, it's You know, I just in my time when I, you know, loved an album and I got the album, I would have to wait to look, read about them in the Essence or the Write On or the
Absolutely.
Magazine.
Absolutely.
And you still
but now
didn't even
it's
get
like,
the full story.
Yeah, but now it's like it's like right away you know how you can go on social media and be in contact with them. And you
yes.
and me as an artist have to, you know, like this is new for me. So I have to get readjust my thinking and all of that stuff as far as when I make a record. Because I now have to practically just say, okay, I'm going to give this record away so they'll hear that I'm doing new stuff and that they can and see if they can get into it. So you have to
exactly
just write the song and say, oh, here, y'all listen to it and tell me if you like it.
That's exactly how I have to do with my books, Eddie. It's the society that we in. I write books and I have to, it's the same thing. I have a fitness DVD. It's the same thing. That's exactly the way it is nowadays. So I want to tell all of the listeners that are hearing the background of, you know, the hustle and the grind of getting your work out there, your project out there. Keep in mind, you know, if you're not already out there socializing, doing, you know, events, you know, volunteering to do some events just to get that exposure. Some things, especially because, you know, they're trying to build a name like you, Eddie. You've already got the background. You are meaty and solid with a foundation. And some of these that are those that are getting started right now, it's they have to get out there, give away some things, make some personal appearances, volunteer, you know, some of your, you know, talent. In different places, so people can, you can build up a fan base, and they'll want to support you.
See, what they need to do is take a look at people like J. Cole's, like what's the Kendrick's, whatever his name is, the
Kendrick
rapper
Lamar,
kid.
Is that his name?
Yeah. You know, because see, I've never heard their records on the radio because radio is so into whatever, they play the same things over and over again. So you
over
don't get
over.
A chance to really hear new stuff. So last night I was sitting with my daughter and we watched, he was on one of the cable channels, J. Cole's, and this was the first time I ever heard his music. I loved it. Do you understand?
Wow.
But you have to do that kind of stuff. So people like myself and people who are not like me get a chance to know who you are, and then they learn how to appreciate your music, that you're not just – see, he's not just doing rap. He's doing social media. He's telling people mm-hmm. knowledge that they need to know and tell them that he's relating to the people, and his music is really good too.
Fantastic. I know he's going to be really excited when he hears that you know, word of encouragement and stamp of approval from you. I know he's going to be excited about that. Well, Eddie, I know, like I said, you know, everyone loves your voice. It is timeless. And, you know, I know you're working on stuff now. What can the people expect from you coming up new or recent?
Right now, Dr. Gina, I just need somebody to rub these aching bones.
You need somebody to rub you down, Eddie.
But we're headed into we're going to get started on our tour. I'll do an Eddie LaVert day this Friday in Charlotte at a place called the Lighthouse or something like that, and Uptown Live, I think that's it. And I'll be there Friday, just Eddie LaVert. And on Saturday we'll be in somewhere in Michigan. It's I never heard of the place, but we'll play that on Saturday. And then we'll take maybe 3-4 days and go back into rehearsal. And on the 4th, we'll start again in Louisville, Kentucky. I think we're down there at the Kentucky Derby. You know, we'll be doing that on the 4th. And then we'll do the 5th. I can't think of where we'll be on the 5th. But then we'll get ready to do the 12th, and we'll be with you on the 12th.
Yes, and I'm excited. That's Augusta, Georgia, outdoors at the Oven Auditorium.
Absolutely.
Yes, Eddie LaVert, the OJs, along with the Temptations, and me.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's
going to
be great.
This is going to be grown and sexy, y'all. Y'all better come on out here in Augusta, Georgia. I'm excited. I cannot wait. It's going to be a night to remember, and I'm so excited. So all of you, Columbia, South Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia, even Charlotte, everybody, y'all need to come. Get your tickets. Go ahead and get them now. Augusta, Georgia Outdoors at the Evans Auditorium. You want to definitely be amphitheater. I'm sorry, the Evans Amphitheater. You want to definitely be there and come and hang out with us and have a great time. Evans Amphitheater. You got to be there. All right?
Love it.
Well, Eddie, anything else you want to, any encouraging words you want to leave with the listeners?
I just want to say, listen here, I'll be glad to see you. I hope all things are running well in your life. And remember this, keep God in your life. That will solve a whole lot of problems. And may God bless you.
All right. And listen, you got to let everybody know exactly how they can reach you. Is there an email, a website?
You can go to my website, which is www.eddiewlevert.com.
Woo, you done heard it from him. All right, again, you guys, Augusta, Georgia, outdoors at Evans Amphitheater. We're going to be out there with the Temptations, the O'Shays, and my main man, Eddie LaVert. I'm so excited.
All right,
you guys, thank you so much.
You take care, darling.
Have a wonderful week
and
a successful tour starting out this weekend, okay?
Okay, and you take care of yourself, Dr. Dina Lola Breezy.
Yes! Oh, kisses and hugs to you. All right,
love you.
Darling. All right, I'll see you
bye-bye.
Soon.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, that was such a bomb interview. I had so much fun with you, Eddie. Thank you again so much. I can't wait to see you May the 12th. It's going to be so great. Now, stay tuned after these messages. I got Keisha Kemp talking parenting stuff. We got some stuff to talk about, y'all. What's going on with our youth? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
What it is, everybody, it's your boy Country Wayne, Mr. Swag Right and Everything, and I'm on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Well, hello there. Welcome back. And now joining me is Keisha Kemp. What's going on, Ladybug?
Good morning, Dr. Gina. Good morning, everybody tuned in. Just wanted to touch bases and reach out as a parent of a sixth grader, 11-year-old boy, first year in middle school, and a lot of things are kind of a shock to him. One, because he wasn't exposed to it, but the exposure now comes in the form of conversations, things that we hear on the news, and most disturbing today, learning on the news that in eighth grade classroom in Virginia, a student brought prescription drugs from home, Xanax. And if anybody's familiar with it, Xanax is an antidepressant, but it has the effect of really, really drowsy. I mean, it gives you a high feeling, like a woozy type feeling. And the student mixed it with a regular juice and shared it with seven other students, and the effects that it had on them, it could have been life-threatening. But they, you know, they weren't aware, of course, of how it would affect them. They were high, and they reported it to the nurse. and that's how it was exposed. But my message to all the parents and to everyone is, I think the common conversation I have with my son about drugs is what he usually sees. He sees people in passing, you know, we ride in a car, he may see somebody rolling a blunt, smoking weed, and then the conversations about K2, which is an epidemic in D.C. However, that's not the only drug these kids have access to or are bringing into these schools. I don't know
what is K2? What is K2 actually?
It's supposed to be like a synthetic type of marijuana. It's basically a cheaper substance than the real deal. So, and they're mixing it with all kinds of home chemicals. It's a quick high versus $10. You're spending $2 to $3 just to get a quick high. But the effects of it are 10 times worse than PCP. I work in the field where I see people. They're on the street, they're laid out, they're having seizures. All of these result from the K2 drug. And even the form of the little gummies that they call mollies, these look like regular gummy bears or the fruit snacks that we buy our children every week from the grocery store.
What?
They look just like that, and they're infused with drugs also. So these are things that we have to discuss with our children, educate them, you know, explain to them the outcomes, the consequences, the complications behind these drugs, but also let them help them understand that just because your friend offers you something, you can say, it's okay to say no. This was just a regular juice that this child put a prescription pill inside of, and it diluted into the drink, and the effect was all through the school. So I had a talk with my son this morning and explaining to him how dangerous it can be. You know, number one, you don't drink after anybody. Even I remember we grew up, the whole waterfall thing, you don't put your mouth on, you think it's okay. Negative, none of that. You don't, if you're thirsty, go to the water fountain, or you bring your own water bottle. But the conversations now, they have to really be straightforward, you know, truthful, educating them, the consequences, the names, the types, what to look for, and it's okay to say no. But more importantly, have your children to be comfortable to talk to you about these things. I think a lot of children suppress and hold on to these type of things that they see and they notice because they're either scared to say something, you know, don't know the parents' reaction. Don't get mad. Be open to it, because they're looking for something from you as their parent if this is right or wrong. But believe me, I just feel like the streets, the schools, the other children, peer pressure is so much deeper and thicker than what we as parents can instill in our children. You know, we pray and we do everything we can with our children. They come from good stock, they come from good homes. But when the wrong crowd gets a hold of them in these schools, it's just scary. And every day my child goes to school and he gets out that car, I pray as he's walking in that door, because you just never know. And I just hope that our conversations daily teach him the right, you know, to make the right choices. But the drugs are out there. They're bringing them into schools. I would expect to hear these type of, you know, things in maybe high school. Hopefully not, but middle school children are doing things like this.
Keisha, I mean, not to cut you off, but I just wanted to say, mm-hmm. and that's why you're on here today, just for the listeners to know, you know, exactly what sprung this on, because you're actually joining the team, Dr. Gina's radio chat team, for the first time. And I want them to know that this all started because you made a post on your Facebook page about mm-hmm. this story, and it just made me so mad because, you know, it's so much going on to rush our kids to grow up. And I was just telling you, after having a conversation and wanting to invite and had invited you to come on the show, I was saying that we didn't have to worry about that type of stuff. Like, we were worrying about, you know, sports and, you know, who we was dating. And, you know, we just wasn't worrying about so much trickery going on. And actually, I'm looking at, I just Googled, and it says the deadly street drug Flocka just showed up in a scary new form as candy. And it looks just like gummy bears. So now this is something that is new that I need to, well, it's new to me, that I need to talk to my son about, because he loves gummy bears. And uh-huh. I have to tell him to not accept gummy bears no matter how much he loves them from anybody. You know, I just don't even, you know, unless it's a family member, but like, or, you know, your closest friend. But even those guys that, or those girls that you don't, like, I talked to them this morning and I told them what you had said. you know, what you had put out there and that information. And I was like, you know, even those that you don't think will do anything or try anything, just think about how close your relationship is. I mean, if they're pranksters, if they always think something is funny at somebody else's expense, I mean, if you don't hardly talk to them, don't drink anything from them. Don't take anything from them, because mm-hmm. this could be like the worst prank of your life. You know what I mean? And I just had to explain that to him in that form, because there's so much trickery you just don't even know. I mean, right. it could be a joke to somebody. So with that being life. Exactly. And like, I mean, I pray for him every day, you know, that he don't, you know, every morning before he gets out of my car and goes into school. But, you know, just for him to be more aware, because we have to understand that they're still children. Wouldn't you agree with that? I mean, they're just
they're kids.
They don't have the wisdom, you know, even though you think that they're talking, you know, wise and stuff, they're still kids. And so anything as a child can trigger them. If it's a, you know, opportunity to get money, if they want games, if they want shoes, I mean, you just got to talk to them and keep them grounded, because people, that's how people seduce children. You know, they go and tap into the thing that makes them more childlike, and they tap into that. So anyway, what were you going to say? I'm sorry. I wanted to just, you know, give the listeners some
And it goes back to, you know, even though that they're just children, it also comes, I think, for me, a lot of just exposure. Like, I didn't grow up in a, you know, high class or high income neighborhood. But just the fact that I don't allow my son to be around the guys hanging on the corner, or, you know, the neighborhood cluster of guys. So he's really not exposed to what is really in that circle, versus if he was, then he would have that opportunity to kind of see it more. So now it's like the teaching to me is kind of like double, because you got to tell him what it is and show him maybe what it looked like. And so it's like we're exposing him to it, but in an education way, but you don't want to expose them, and you want to put them in this bubble, but you can't, because the reality of it is, it's so much out here that's hidden in a good-looking way. And then just from my background working with children and group homes, and, you know, it starts from something so small that turns into a huge addiction. I had one child, 13 years old, and his high was spray paint, magic marker.
Yeah.
And he would close himself in a room and spray paint in the air, to the point where he could not even breathe. He passed out. That's how he ended up in the group homes. And, you know, and it starts from there, and then it trickles on down to being medicated with it, and it's associated with mental illness. So, like, it's a domino effect from just one quick moment of getting high. Just that one moment of getting high turns into a lifetime of pain that a parent has to deal with, a child has to deal with, and they don't understand the consequence or the outcome until it's too late. And I explain the same way with the drug. It's life or death. Like, that moment, that Xanax could have had a serious reaction on those, one of those children, an allergic reaction, that they could have died. And then how do you explain it? Is it, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it? No, it's not. You're not sorry. This is not a game. You cannot play with people like this. Play with your own self.
Exactly. And that's why, I mean, you know, everybody that follows me on Facebook and everything, I so believe in having a close relationship with your children, communicating with them, keeping it 100. Don't sugarcoat nothing. And please, like Keisha said, I agree with that 100%. Don't get mad at your child, because you will shut them down and they will not open up with you. You need to be open and patient, and remember the stuff you done did. Okay, let me just keep that 100. Remember the stuff you done did, tried, thought about, came close to, was around, but maybe didn't, but you was there and you saw it. So just remember about your past, and just kind of have patience with your child. And Keisha, listen, I know people may want to, because, like I said, she has her credentials actually working with youth. She's also certified as a counselor and so many other things concerning mental, emotional health and things like that. If you want to reach out to her, because she's going to come on every fourth Wednesday of the month starting today. Yay! Keisha Kemp, she's in the house.
I'm excited.
She's part of the Dr. Gina's Radio Chat team, so you'll be hearing much more of her. How can they follow you? How can they actually reach out to you?
They can reach out to me via email, Keisha, K-E-I-S-H-A Leech, L-E-E-C-H @gmail.com. I always check my emails, and I'll be more than happy to, you know, get some advice, redirection. Even with special needs, autism, bipolar, behavior specialist, whatever they need, any questions. If I don't know the answer, I know somebody that does.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Keisha Kemp. She came right
thank
on through,
you.
Right at the last minute. She came on through, but she is part of the team, and I'm so excited. All right, girl,
so
until next time. But you know me and you talk all the time. All right,
we
much
sure
love.
Do. Love you, Dr. Gina.
All right, love you too. All right, now coming up next, woo, woo. Now listen, right before you come on, celebrity comedian A-Train, my main man, getting ready to join us. But I want you guys to know, if you go ahead and email me right now, I want you to go on my website this time. Go on my website, drginaprince.com. Go in the section where you can write your comments and all of that and your information, your info. I want you to say, I'm a winner, Dr. G, and whoever is the first four, okay, the first two to do that, I got a pair of tickets for you each right here off of Dr. Gina's radio chat. You'll be getting the show in Augusta, Georgia, May the 12th with me, Eddie Levert, the OJs, Temptation. Go get it right at the Evans Amphitheater at 8 p.m. I'm so excited, groaning, sassy, sexy. I can't wait. I love stuff like that. All right, just so I get that out there, celebrity comedian A-Train, my bro, what's happening?
What's going on, Dr. Gina? You sound like you are in a good mood today.
Man, I am so hyped. I don't know. It's just a great day today. I just feel blessed, you know?
It's probably all them almonds, wheat, and granola balls you've been eating and plastering all over Facebook, all over Instagram. I was like, Dr. Gina got us out here eating like squirrels, rabbits, and pigeons.
Well, you know what, A-Train, we're not all as fortunate as you to be able to eat such luxurious food and maintain a physique, honey, okay?
Well, you need to start off believing that through God all things are possible, first off. Let's start off right there.
Well, you know what, me and Elizabeth will get you one day, trust me on that. We got you, okay? We're going to pin you down.
Listen, I have to feed that tabernacle.
Well, check it out. Listen, you know, we had Eddie Levert on. Great interview. Had such a great time with him. And Eddie said he needs somebody to rub him down. Listen, I asked him. I asked Eddie, I said, so what can the listeners expect from you now? What you got going on? He said, well, right now, all I need is somebody to rub me down. That's what I need. I said, Eddie, you need somebody to rub you down.
That is hilarious. That's hilarious. That's when you at that age right there. That's what real love is right there. Just sit down on the porch, looking at TV or something, laying in the bed, and just sitting there holding hands, just rubbing each other down. That's that old school love right there.
He said he need his body rubbed down. You know, come on now. You know Eddie Levert. He sing them R&B songs. They all love songs, Chad.
Right,
so you know,
right.
He needs somebody to rub him down. He's talking about a rub down from the head, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, rub down. Anyway, it was a great interview. I really enjoyed that. So glad that he could join us on Dr. Gina's radio chat. And you got, and then Keisha, she's a new member now. She's going to be talking about the youth and what's going on and all of these drugs and stuff, keeping us on point, investigating the streets, honey, to let us know how to protect our youth and our kids from all this trickery that's sitting out there. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. And like she said, it's serious business, man. We gotta do our due diligence, you know, with these kids, man, because they are our future. Real talk, man.
It's so imperative, and it's just, you know, we have to feed that, because they have to have the confidence to know, you know, what they're able to do and what they can do, that they can do all things, you know, and that,
right.
You know, it's power and confidence, you know, not being arrogant, but confidence in who you are, so you could be a leader. It's okay for it to be 10 leaders. It is okay, especially nowadays with our youth. I'd rather raise a leader than a follower. I'm sorry, because when you raise a follower, he'll follow and fall for anything. I want my son to be a leader, and I don't care if his friends are leaders too. Come on, all the leaders,
come on
and let's go.
That's right. And you know what? Truth be told, you know, if anybody possessed that leadership trait, when they look within their circle of friends and their circle of influence, they're going to see other leaders as well. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because you hang around what you are. Yeah.
Exactly.
You are. Yeah. Yeah, man. So that's good stuff. I'm all for it. And you know what? This is so neat for two, Dr. Gina. And especially with, I'm going to do a little sidebar here. You know, I want to congratulate you on air with the increasing, you know, of the listenership, you know, since you know, you launched this thing, and to have, you know, people like, you know, Mr. LeVert to come on today. Well, you've been doing this. You've been grinding like this for quite some time. And I'm glad to see, you know, the fruit actually showing up. And with your numbers, you know, doubling and everything with our listeners and viewership, it's like, man, this is awesome. And for you to put things in place that's going to cater to our youth, because our listening span is increasing. So you got to include them as well. So I want to give a shout out to you and a kudos to you on a job well done, you know, for grinding week in and week out and getting the results that you're getting. This stuff like this don't just happen. Somebody got to be behind that wheel every day pushing it, and you've been doing that. So kudos to you, sister.
Oh, thank you so much, A-Train. I appreciate you, bro. Always appreciate you. Yeah. And, you know, I'm just so glad that God is bringing it together, you know, because it's a team that makes it happen. And it's just, you know, you got to be open to pretty much have people involved that may know a little more than you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that you know the comedy world, and then you so, you know, knowledgeable about, you know, politics and even with the fish. I didn't know that about the fish. And like with Keisha, you know, with the drugs, I didn't know that about the drugs. I mean, you know, and then we get people like Eddie LeVert that come on and let us know that every now and again you need a rub down at 74 years old. You know, but this is the type of show this is, from Kim to Mickey Howard to, you know, Kiki, you know, Kiara Shear to Kiki Wyatt and Angie Stone, so many people, to the local, you know, artists or whatever, however God leads. We always got something here just for you on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Always.
Always.
So listen, what's going on with you? Last week's show was the bomb. I absolutely loved it. And, you know, Bo, last name, Dacious, how did that show turn out? I just saw the postings and it looked like it was off the chain.
It was phenomenal. I mean, nothing but rave reviews from the people who came to the show, as well as staff of the city that was at the theater that night. And everybody enjoyed it, man. Bo, that's my dude, man. Shout out to Bo, last name Dacious.
Shout out
to A-Train Live, the experience, and ripping the stage. And he shared with me that he had a good time as well. It wasn't just the people. He was marveling about, you know, the quality of the quality of show that the A-Train Live experience was. And he was like, man, Train, let me tell you. He said, brother, you got a special following, man. He was like, don't lose this. He said, this is. He said, this is impeccable. He said, comics, he said, we need rooms like this. He said, because comedians need a place of quality to go and perform, and they need a place that's going to bring quality people for them to stand in front of. And he was like, man, your show is like that, brother. And he was saying, thank you so much, because he said he needed that, you know. And I'm telling you, man, what's happening at the Ritz Theater here in Jacksonville with the A-Train Live experience, it's just amazing. Yes, everybody know we're making history by being the first comedy series to take residence in the historical Black Ritz Theater. The city of Jacksonville is behind it, and I'm telling you, the people are catching on as well, even the more. And I'm still getting emails, inboxes about that show last week. So, you know, shout out to everybody that participated last week. And we got another one coming up. And as a matter of fact, I'm in Birmingham right now with folks. We're out at the Stardome Comedy Club, number one comedy club in the country, man. And we're out here rocking it out, man. We had a great show last night, you know, both headline, I featured. And I'm telling you, it was crazy. I got a standing ovation. It was awesome.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was crazy. So shout out to my dude, Bo.
Shout out to you, Bo.
Yeah. Yeah, so we got a show tonight and tomorrow. So we're out here Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So if you're in the area of Birmingham, you know, in surrounding areas near Birmingham and Hoover, definitely come out tonight and come laugh with us. If not tonight, definitely tomorrow night. So that's what's up.
So give us a little, well, first of all, I want to say that what I love about what's happening in Jacksonville and how God has really chosen you to, like, you know, for this favor to be A-Train experience at the Ritz, historical breakthrough, but it's also bringing everybody from Jacksonville together. I love to see the rainbow. I love to see, yeah, you know, the swirl going on. I just really, yeah, love that.
Yeah.
I really do. And I think that's what makes it so, has so much substance, is because it's yeah, community, it's unity, it's just, it's rich. And I really like that. And I think people need to know that this is just a universal thing right here. This is something,
right,
that laughter is bringing people together. So
it
they're
is,
coming from all is, different communities around Jacksonville, all different cultures,
absolutely,
around in Jacksonville. And when you got a city that is supporting that, it is just so phenomenal, because that is, you got your city officials and leaders that are supporting that. So that cannot do nothing but bring great things even more to Jacksonville. And I'm just really, really, I mean, to be a trailblazer in such a way, A-Train, that is such an amazing accomplishment. I mean, just right at the beginning, we don't even know what the end going to be, but
right
at the beginning,
right,
it's a great accomplishment, you know?
Yes, already. And you know what, Dr. Zena, first of all, I appreciate that. But like last week when I came out on stage and I looked out into the audience, and I saw the diversity of age groups and the diversity of ethnic groups in the audience, it literally, I'm telling you, man, it touched me and it blew my mind at the same time. And that's what Bo was talking about. He was like, "Train, you got yourself something here, man." He's like, "This is beautiful," you know. And one of the things I wanted to do, because the Ritz Theater, you know, it started out being the community theater, you know, for blacks. And,
wow,
and
okay,
so what I wanted to do when I came on board, I wanted to make sure that I added or contribute to that legacy and not just go in there doing my own things, but do something that's going to involve that immediate community and abroad. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's what our whole mission was, to kind of stand on the legacy that the Ritz Theater has been doing for years, since 1929, and continue that same vein, but just add my own personal touch to it. And so far, so good. It's working. We're bringing, you got white people coming out, you know.
Right, right.
You got people from all sorts of sizes of towns, where it's like, you know, different sizes of town where they wouldn't normally come to that area, but they're coming, you know, they're coming from their perspective size of town to downtown area to participate in this, you know, this whole comedy movement. And the Times Union and JacksonvilleEvents.com came and they did an interview on me and the show last week, and it was just phenomenal, because they were like, "Hey man, what's happening here is just amazing." So we got some good stuff going on.
Listen, it's for the soul. And anytime something is for the soul, it brings anybody to the bottom, honey. They don't care if it's good for the soul. I think about, like, you know, when you know the old saying, you go down to the bottom to get the best chicken wings, you know, and all that stuff.
Yes,
that's what they say.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
you know what
yes.
I'm saying? So it don't matter where the best stuff is for the soul. People going to come wherever it is to go and get some
that's
for the
true.
Soul. And that's what you're
that's
generating
true.
Is laughter for the soul. I want to ask you about the Stardome. What is the history behind that? What makes it the number one comedy place in the nation?
Well, first of all, it seats like between 475 to like 500 people.
Wow.
And during the week, they pack out shows.
Wow.
During the week. And I'm telling you, it's a very prestigious stage, not only from the people who have graced that platform, but the facility itself has put it in a category that most clubs, you know, aspire to reach. And the numbers that they do every week is just phenomenal. So, and they the stadium, the club is kind of, it's designed like a stadium on the inside. It kind of layers, like it builds its way up to like the ceiling, you know. And it's it's one of the top clubs in the industry. So
wow.
Shout out to the owners over here at the Stardome out here in Hoover, Alabama, the Birmingham area. And, you know, when I got there last night and they were taking us around to the green room and everything, and I said to myself, "Oh, Now I get it. I see why they're number one. That club is laid out. That club is nice. Yeah. You know, there are certain clubs in the game that you definitely want to hit, you know, and the Stardome out here in Birmingham is definitely one of them. You got a club up in New York, you know, which is, Gotham Club is a very prestigious club. Got a club out there in L.A. with a prestigious club. And this one out here, you know, in the middle is Stardome. So, you know, it's nice. And you name any top dog comedian, this black, white, Hispanic, this is where they perform. So the Stardome is where it's at. Yeah.
Wow, I'm really excited. I love the backdrop, okay? I'm like, wow, yeah. Look at my main man standing up there. A-Train standing behind this sign, Stardome lit up. I was like, it reminds me of, what's the name of that show that used to be on when they used to have at the Star...
Star Search.
Yes. He's standing in front of Star Search sign. No, but it was a Stardome. It looks so good on you. I'm really, really excited for you. I mean, you're there now for how many more days?
Tonight and tomorrow night. So we did three
You need
nights.
To go. Tonight, yeah, you need
Wednesday
to go.
Wednesday night and tomorrow night. Show starts at 7:30 p.m. Tonight. So I'm telling you, if you're in this area, you definitely want to get out to the show. We had such a blast last night. I mean, can you imagine, you know, what I don't know. I have to, it's like on the weekends, most comedy clubs do well on Friday and Saturday nights in ticket sales, you know, but it's very unorthodox, very abnormal for a comedy club to do numbers like 400 and 500 tickets on a Tuesday night, Wednesday night. You know, that's just crazy. You know,
but you know what, A-Train, I'm thinking that people are really wanting to do stuff now. I mean, it's just, you know, people want to get out the house. They want something to do, and they want it to be something that they can go out and get a nice, clean set of fun, and then go home and get some rest and go to work. I mean, people do want to do stuff, and I'm so serious. I don't know how long. It seemed like comedy just came out to me. I don't know. I'm late. But it feels like brand new, and I'm just glad to catch the wave. But it just seems like to me, I'm excited to be a part of knowing more history about comedy, because especially the comedy that's coming out now, it makes people feel good to come out and they want to do it. Sometimes, depending on the person and depending on the comic, you know, and their stand up. I think it kind of narrowed it down to it was a Friday and Saturday night. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and
right.
I think now it's like, oh yeah, let's go out and listen to, you know, and they feel good when they come out. You know what I'm saying?
That's
I don't
it.
Know. I just
but you know
I think it's the quality
you know
of work.
Yeah, and let me share this, Dr. Gina, especially with our listeners, because you know how we do on our show. We like to take our listeners behind the scenes so they can get something that most people can't get anywhere else. And so let me just take that moment to let people in on the backdrop of what happened. Yes, the Stardome is where I'm performing, you know, this week, last night, tonight, as well as tomorrow. But I want to give them some backdrop to that. Me performing at the Stardome has always been a heart's desire of mine. I've being in the game, you know where the who stages are. And this was on my list. And it was just a subtle thing. It was just something I had in my heart. And Sunday evening on Easter, I was in Jacksonville, Florida, comedian Akatunde, which is like one of the biggest clean comedians in the game. He and I were having lunch, and we were just talking, and he was saying, you know, we're just talking about comedy. And he said, Train, he said, have you ever performed at the Stardome? And I was like, no, man. I said, one day, man. I said, it's on my list, bro. I said, God knows it's on my list. He was like, oh, man. He's like, brother, yes, you definitely have that on your list. He said, man, this club is the club of all clubs. So, you know, he's doing that talk. And I was like, man, I know. Don't even rub it in, brother, because I'm telling you, I want to perform there so bad, you know. And that was just our conversation Sunday on Easter. 4 days later, me not saying anything to anybody, I get an opportunity that dropped in my lap, and they ask me, they say, "Train, are you available next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday?" I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Why? What's up?"
No then question. Asking,
how no far, question about how it. Far is Jacksonville is from Birmingham? So, right. You know, as comedians, you know, you got like, you have regional markers in your brain. So when you say certain cities or states, our mind connect that location with what club is in that area. So when this person said, how far is Birmingham from Jacksonville? I said, not far at all. Are you talking about the Stardome? You know? So they started laughing. And they were like, yeah, you know, it's like there's a feature opportunity available, you know, if you want it. I was like, yeah, I want it, you know. And they right at the table, shot the email out, and they got a phone call back that following morning saying, yeah, it's confirmed, and I got booked here at the Stardome. My point in sharing that with our listeners is you may have some stuff in your heart that you want God to do for you. You may not have no clue on how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen. All you know is this is a desire in your heart. It's something you want to do, somewhere you want to go, whatever dream, whatever vision you got. And all I'm trying to say is I just want to encourage everybody to hold on to it, because you never know how it's going to happen. You don't have to fight for it. You don't have to manipulate for it. All you got to do is just sit back, continue to do you, and watch God work. Because this right here, God put this right in my lap, Dr. Gina. I didn't ask for it. I didn't have to manipulate for it. I didn't have to go and try to tap dance. I didn't show no footage. I ain't show no. It was like, hey, come on.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I just give God all the glory. I love hearing stuff like that. It's just incredible. Yeah. And it's just no stopping. And that's just what this is what this show is all about. Really, this is the platform. First of all, is God first.
Absolutely.
Second of all, is trusting Him, walking by faith. Third of all, is you being consistent. Don't allow any distractions to stop you from the routine of what God is, the plan. So when I say routine, I mean that if He's given you a plan and He's already told you what to do, don't allow anything to stop you from being persistent in that plan until He gives you the next step. If He ain't tell you to stop, don't stop. I don't care what the bill man say. I don't care what the spouse is doing. I don't care what your kids doing. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care if nobody likes you. I don't even care if you don't get no likes. I don't care if nobody even watches you on Facebook Live. Right, A-Train? I don't care.
That's right. You just,
I don't care
what
it is. You keep being persistent in the thing that God is leading you to do, and I promise you, you will meet that thing that is going to catapult you, the next step, that usher that's going to take you through that door is going to meet you along your journey. You don't have to worry about nothing. As you are walking, it's going to come right to you, and you're just going to go right through it. But whatever you do, don't stop. Keep hope alive. Like Jesse James. I mean, Jesse, what is his name? Jesse. What's his last name?
And you know something, to tie into what you're saying, you know, you just had four young ladies to receive like exactly what you just mentioned about keep doing what you're doing, because you never know what's going to hunt you down and how the door is going to open. Yesterday, you know, Beyonce, she just celebrated the 1 year anniversary of the Lemonade album that she did. Well, in honor of that 1 year anniversary, she released four full scholarships to women pursuing creative arts, music, literature, and African American studies at four participating schools. And the schools that she, communicated these scholarships to was Spelman College, Berklee College of Music, and Howard University, and Parsons School of Design. So my point is, you never know how God is going to do what He's going to do, just like these four young ladies who just received scholarships from Beyonce for a full ride in the areas of arts and entertainment and things like that. So, it's just what's happening out here, Dr. Jenna.
It's just what's happening. Dreams are coming true. Believe me, if you don't have one, pray for the God to give you one. I can't imagine walking this earth and not have some desire to express yourself in some creative manner. I know that God has given you an idea. He's given you, a talent. He's given you a desire. There's something there. And, that's the thing. You don't have to be starving anymore. You got to just pray and ask God, reveal to me what's in my heart. What have you placed in my heart? And remove whatever it is that has blocked it, clogged it, confused it, tampered with it, manipulated. Whatever's dead, I want it to come alive. That's all you got to do is ask God to bring it. It's so easy to just accept, I don't have one, or I can't think of nothing. Listen, you don't have to think about nothing. God will put it right in your heart. It just ask him to bring it to your attention, what it is that he created you to do, because you have something that is going to bring beauty, unity, and love, and all of that glorifies God. Believe me, you weren't created just to be a stump. He created you to flourish and shine and blossom and be productive. So I'm glad that this platform, and every week, between A-Train and myself alone, God has given us so much just to inspire you. It's not just for you to watch us and cheer for us. It's to motivate you to be a part of something, because you might be connected to what God's got us doing. That's why you're listening right now. It's to pull us up as an army, as a team, to move forward and make this thing be kingdom-like on earth. So we can, we always talk about the wealth of the wicked, and how are we going to get it if we a stump? A log. We got to have our arms moving and our legs moving to get something. And it's a wealth transfer. And a wealth transfer means that if you walk in by faith, then it will find you right where you need it. Right where you need it, God is going to supply for every one of your needs to get you to the next step, to the next step. You're going to meet the people that you need to meet. I thank God for Charisma Media. Oh my God, I haven't even tasted the sampling of what all is to come, but I can tell you that when he connects you with godly appointed connections, it is endless what can happen. I think about your team, A-Train, when you say you got your team together, and all of this is because of the team that God has placed with you. It's a locomotive behind the train now.
It is.
And they are creative. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, I thank God for Charisma Media. They are creative. They are, blessed. And I'm so glad to be a part of that, just like with the Ritz and you. And this is what I'm saying. It starts with little, but God will advance you to much. And I'm just thankful. So the show's coming up this week, tomorrow and the next day at the Stardome. And you let everybody know about that. What's anything else coming up this weekend or the weekend after for you?
This weekend, actually, I'm still on tour with Country Wayne. We'll be out in the Alabama area again this Friday night and Saturday night. So definitely go to Ticketmaster and look for that, the Country Wayne tour. And then also, I have another show coming up at the Ritz on the 9th of June that, people are already buying tickets for. Believe it or not, they're already buying tickets. And then also I have the Jazz Festival, Jacksonville Jazz Festival, that I'm hosting again this year. So I'm really excited about that. So definitely look for me on the stage with that good people here in the Jacksonville area. And so right now, but this week, I'm just focused on the rest of these shows at the Stardome, and then the tour with Country Wayne this weekend. And then next week, I'll give you guys some more dates as well.
Sound good. And how can everybody follow you and keep up with all of your stuff? Because he always posting something on his timeline, y'all. It's funny in between the funny. So how can they reach you?
Absolutely. They can follow me on Twitter at A-Train Live. I'm definitely on Facebook under A-Train Live, The Experience. And I'm also on Instagram under Do It Again and See What Happens. And I'm on Facebook under Do It Again and See What Happens. So I'm out there, people. I'm on four different porches. I got two pages on Facebook, and I got Instagram and Twitter. So get at me, man. I'm out.
Exactly.
And I've been snapping too, Dr. Gina. I've been snapping. I thought that was for the young people, but I love it. I like that old Snapchat.
I love Snapchatting. I love Snapchat. And you know what? I just got to say it right because it used to make me laugh whenever I said Snapchat. I couldn't even say Snapchat without laughing, H-Rain. At the beginning, I was like, hey, Snapchat. And I'd be laughing the whole time saying it. I had to do it all over again just so I wouldn't laugh. But anyway, I'm telling everybody all over the world, you know, listen, I know it's easy for you to go on BBS Radio to the website, but listen, if you stay connected with us on our Facebook pages and et cetera, you'll be able to keep up with everything that's going on in between shows until we start adding dates. We don't want you to miss anything that we're doing and what's going on that you might not be able to catch on BBS Radio's website. So link on to Do It Again and see what's happening on his Facebook pages, on his Snapchat, on his Twitter page, and on his Instagram, and the same with me, Dr. Gina R. Prince. Also, Gina R. Prince Instagram. You can Google me and find me anywhere, but we are outside of BBS Radio's website. I love how you all connect with that and everything, but I want you to start branching out and following us on our social media and tell everybody else to listen to us and follow us as well. Listen, this was such a great show, and I want to correct it. I said Jesse James when I said Keep Hope Alive, and I don't know where that came from. Jesse Jackson. I knew that, black people. Don't be sending me no emails and no letters. I know Jesse Jackson.
Right,
I used to do his wife's pedicures back in the day when I was a nail technician. I know who he is. Okay, listen. Much love to you guys. Tell my sister Tracy I love her. Tell last name Dacia that I said hey, hey. And you guys just keep on having a great show for the next 2 days. I'm loving you. A-Train's loving you. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Until next Wednesday, you guys. And don't forget, I'm going to be sending those tickets to these winners. I'm going to look at my thing, my email in a second. But live healthy, live whole. It's all about wholeness. It's all about your mind, body, and soul. Until next week, I love you.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.